Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here is the nation's celebrated disc jockey with music on records, Howard Miller.
I'm telling you, Eddie, I don't know what I'd do without you. Mr. Ed Joyce, who always puts me on in such a nice manner and introduction that I sort of feel humble in the face of all these multitudes. Across the country, out in California, gee, it's 8:45 in the morning. In New York, it's 11:45. In Chicago, it's 10:45. And you know where we're going today? Back to famous Alan Dick's restaurant on West 54th Street, where all the music clan gathers for luncheon every day, because it's our understanding that they're waiting to talk to you is Miss Felicia Sanders, the girl from the Moulin Rouge, a gal who hit the jackpot not long ago with a great, great record, and since then she's made Star Records part of her regular habit and daily fare. Now, of course, it's all brought to you, as Mr. Joyce just told you, by the wonderful people, the Wrigley folks. And that means, of course, Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. We're going to talk about it a little bit later. Right now, let's introduce a boy singer that I think maybe you've heard a couple of times before. As far as I'm concerned, I hope he's around for a long, long while to come. Mr. Frank Sinatra with Learning the Blues.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You've had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose, but you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You walk that floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, those blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, that whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and you'll wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning those blues.
That's the voice, the skinny one, with a very, very great record, Mr. Frank Sinatra with Learning the Blues. I love that guy. I honestly believe that he could take a lyric without any composer's music written to it and make it sound like a song, for the reason that he phrases so well. I think it's actually the way that Frank phrases a lyric that makes the music sound good. It maybe is a strange description of the way I would describe Mr. Sinatra, but I think the man has no peer as a stylist of song. By the way, if I can make a suggestion to you mothers, a little special treat for Pop in the lunchbox tomorrow. Along with the sandwiches, the apples, and the oranges, why don't you put in a couple of sticks of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum? And then when Dad tops off the other good things that you've prepared for him, he'll be doubly pleased when he sees healthful and delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Now, today when you shop, you pick up a couple of packs, and then tomorrow surprise Dad with the extra treat. He'll like it. Everybody likes it. Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. Well, as we said just a few moments ago, and I'm looking forward to it as much as I know ladies and gentlemen and teenagers all over the country are looking forward to it, we're going to meet today, because she's waiting in New York to talk to you, one of our great singing stars of the nation, a member of the Columbia Record Company family. Her name is Miss Felicia Sanders, and she's there at her luncheon table at famous Alan Dick's restaurant on West 54th Street. Felicia, are you listening to us?
I sure am. I'm eavesdropping.
Oh, you are, huh? How's the weather in New York?
The weather in New York is delightful today. I couldn't say that yesterday, but today the humidity's down.
Well, it's up here. I guess it blew this way. It'd be very interesting someday to get someone in on this line in California at the same time. I'm going to have to talk to our executive producer, Mr. Al Bland, here at CBS in Chicago, see if we can arrange it. I think it'd be very interesting for you to sit in New York and say it's 60 degrees, I sit here and say it's 98, and somebody in California says it's 3 below 0. Felicia, how's the career going?
The career is going just wonderful, and part of it's thanks to you, you know.
You've got another big hit, Blue Star.
Yes, Blue Star. You know, it's beginning to look like I'm recording by the colors.
Moulin
Rouge, you know, translated means red mill, and here, Blue Star.
That's right.
Somebody did Green Eyes.
Yeah.
So, come up with one.
Well, Felicia, when did it all begin with you? Was it the day that you walked into a recording date with Percy Faith?
That's just about the time. There was a little time before that when I walked into the office of the bearded one, Mr. Mitch Miller.
Yes, oh,
and,
yes.
And he terrified me a little, but
well,
he also made me a little happy.
Yeah.
And he was the reason I met Percy, actually.
Well, actually, California is your home, isn't it, Felicia?
California, no. New York was my home. I just went to California to grow up, and then I came to New York again to make my living.
Well, I know when Mitch first contacted me, he said, Howard, I found, and you know how he talks, not the least bit enthusiastic. He said, Howard, I found the greatest, blank, blank, song girl I have ever heard in my life out in California. So I said, who is it? He said, well, I've forgotten her name, but she... So with that, he sends me a dubbing of your voice, and he says, you wait until the first record I put out with this gal. So surely enough, of course, that big one of yours, the song from Moulin Rouge, which you did with Percy Faith, was the biggest selling record in what year? 53, wasn't it?
I think it was around 53.
53. Sold about 2 million copies, which made you the number one gal across the country, and in my book, you still are. Felicia, Blue Star, of course, is theme music from The Medic, isn't it?
They decided to put the lyric to it, and was written, as you probably know, by Victor Young, who's such a beautiful composer.
Yes. Did you like the music for the song the first time that Mitch gave it to you?
I love the music. I've always been a favorite of Victor Young's. And then I was delighted to see that Mr. Heyman, who never gets any credit, but who's known for Temptation and songs like I Want to Be Loved, wrote the lyric.
Yes. Felicia, this will come as news, I know, to a lot of my good Chicago friends, that I'm taking my disc jockey package into the Chicago Theater here, this big Balaban Katz Theater, and you are headlining my show. Of course, you knew that, but they didn't, and this is my way of...
This may come as news to them, but it's still an exciting idea to me.
Oh, I'm so happy that you were able to accept the contract. Felicia, you've just finished a swell hotel engagement in New York. What's the course of action now? Where is your career taking you these days?
Well, we've been trying to stay in New York as much as we could for the summer, but we're not so lucky. But another way we're lucky, because it seems that somebody bought up the Wilson Lawn and have Moonlight Cruises going, where people such as myself sing for the teenagers who dance on board boat, and that's what I'm doing this summer.
Oh, I bet the kids really love that, don't they?
They love it, and I love it, too.
You know, Felicia, from time to time on this show, we are going to make a special effort to try to convince parents all over the country, as we've tried to do at the local level of Chicago, that these youngsters that are growing up in this world of ours are pretty great kids. And while there are, of course, always a few bad apples in every barrel, I hate to see all of youth crucified by the errors of just a few. And from your knowledge of seeing these kids on the boat, these teenagers, wouldn't you say that they're a most respectable group of young ladies and gentlemen?
They're an absolutely wonderful audience and the most responsive audience. I just wish that adults, a lot of them, had the same kind of effusiveness and enthusiasm that most of the young people have.
I was reading some philosopher the other night. I couldn't fall asleep. I don't know whether it was Nietzsche or one of those guys. And he said the trouble with the younger generation is that we are no longer a part of it. And I think that's just about it. I think that's why most of us old-timers find fault with the kids, because we don't belong to their set anymore.
Or Bernard Shaw said something, and I don't quote him exactly, something about, isn't it a shame to waste youth on youth? I think we just kind of envy it.
That's exactly what it is. They're completely unfrustrated, and I envy them for it, and I love them for it, and I know you do, too. Well, Felicia, let's get to the music, because I know all the world waits to listen to good music on this show. At least I hope they do. And this, to me, is one of the prettiest things to come out in a long while. Ladies and gentlemen, may we present, then, the young lady that you've just listened to, voice-wise, from New York City, Miss Felicia Sanders, and her great Columbia recording of Blue Star.
Blue Star, when I am blue, all I do is look at you. For all seem to find peace of mind, and I never get lonely when you shine from afar. With you away up there, I don't dare to have a care.
You know, in the music business, they always have and have coined from time to time some wonderful expressions, and the expression they use now in connection with this song in the music business is, it looks like it's going to go all the way, and Felicia couldn't happen to a nicer person. Blue Star by Felicia Sanders.
Now, I'm prepared to go all the way with it, too.
I'll bet you would, too. Well, now, you'll be out on the cruises, then, until probably about the time you come to Chicago to be on the Chicago Theater stage, huh, Felicia?
Right before you. I close on the 17th, and I see you on the 19th, right?
Wonderful. We look forward to having you here. The red carpet will be out, and everyone's going to love you as soon as they know you as well as I do, as much as I do.
Oh, I thank you.
Thank you very, very
love
much,
you.
Felicia Sanders.
Bye.
Well, we've had the pleasure today of going to New York, Alan Dick's famous restaurant on West 54th Street. That was a very, very wonderful girl, Miss Felicia Sanders. Tomorrow, I think you kids are going to get a tremendous boot out of a show we have specially planned. We're going out to Las Vegas, where Tony Martin is going to tumble out of bed at 8:45 in the morning, because that's what time it is out there. And Tony said, Howard, for you, I'll get up. He's going to sit in his bedside in pajamas. We're going to talk about Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, so you listen in. Be sure to get Wrigley's today, will you, Mother and Dad? And this is Howard Miller from Chicago. We'll see you tomorrow, same time.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at the same time, when his guest will be Tony Martin from the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. This is the CBS Radio Network.
Try Milani, then you'll know why.